Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The home at 212 East 141st has become quite the attraction. I suppose folks are driving by that place in suburban Dalton a lot now. Wait until it becomes more than just this very modest house. I think about it. If you knew me and my brother and my two sisters and then held up a picture of the four of us, you would be able to match the home with the person. And if you wonder, what would the house of this modest Pope look like when he was a kid growing up? Well, there it is, a very unassuming brick. I don't even know if you'd call that a bungalow. The realtor who's listed it, Steve Budzig at iCandy Realty. Steve, you're on WGN. Thanks for taking our call. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You busy?
Just a little.
So what kind of house is this? How do you describe it?
So this is your typical brick Cape Cod. Yeah. They're all over Dalton, and they're all over the city as well.
It's kind of a square, unassuming house with a door with a walk-up. No wraparound porch or porch of any kind, at least not right now. I suppose you could put one there. There's a window to the right and then a smaller window to the left. It's got it's front-facing. It's got a little, looks like, smokestack on the right, but it's 1,200 square feet, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's probably more closer to around 1,300 square feet. These were very simple houses. You've got two bedrooms on the second floor with a bathroom right in the middle. You walk in the front door, the stairs go directly to the second floor, which also the stairs divide the family room, which is on the right, and the dining room, which is on the left. The dining room is combo to the kitchen, and the family room has a first floor bedroom with a bathroom right to the left. It's likely that the basement was unfinished when, the Pope's family was living there, but it is a full basement as well.
Now, you are a friend of the current owner of that property, is that right?
Yeah, so he's definitely not just a typical client where, hey, you want to sell my house, you sell your house and you move on. I've worked with this particular client for many years. He is an investor. He is a good friend. I sell houses for his dad, for his brother, and I mean, we'll have barbecues at his house in the summer. My kids are playing with his, and he's just a great guy.
He bought it for, according to one story, for about 66, and then had it on the market for 199, something like that.
Yeah, so he did buy it, public record, $66,000. He probably put anywhere from $80,000 to $90,000 into it, redoing everything, cosmetically, the windows.
When he bought it, did he know who, did he buy it from the now Pope's family? Did he know the history of the house is what I'm getting at?
He had no idea. So we listed it. Yeah, we listed in what, January for, I think it was 214, and we were on the market for roughly a little over 100 days with an average of two showings probably per week. Here's the crazy thing is that we were just under contract. This property was sold and the buyer backed out on May 5th. So we went back on the market immediately, as any seller would do when a buyer cancels. And May 8th, we found out the news. I found out the news. It was like, I don't know, 11 o'clock in the afternoon when the reporter started to bombard me with calls. My client was at a doctor's appointment with his wife, who's 9 months pregnant. He didn't believe me. I didn't almost believe it in the beginning until I turned on the news, and a couple hours into it, I couldn't even keep up with the phone calls. It was literally every 3 to 5 minutes my phone was ringing.
And what do you think the market is then for that now?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, because it's something that's so rare, that's so unique, that's so special, that has so much more value than how you would typically value real estate.
But you can't like, is it zoned for a museum or a tourist attraction, or does it have to be sold just at a premium? Sure, but just as another piece of real estate on that, you know, modest block.
So I would definitely, so the zoning, you could get that changed with the village. I think this is the greatest thing that could have happened to Dalton, and what great timing with all of the not so good PR, right? There's a new mayor. And so this is amazing for the whole entire town and the U.S., right? This is the first U.S. Born pope. So
Steve,
what?
Have you gotten a? Has anybody just called up and said, "Okay, forget all of that. Here's X. I'm going to write a check." I'm sure those people are out there. Have you gotten a call like that?
So not kind of, but not yet. We don't have any insane offers. Although on May 8th to May 9th, we did receive around 8 offers. And so obviously my client wanted to take it off the market, so we did that. And so really, my seller hasn't really made any decision on what he's going to do. We talked about possibly reaching out to Pope Leo's brother, who's local to New Lenox, which is only, I mean, that's where, I mean, both my client and I are super close in New Lenox. It's only 30 minutes away from the village of Dalton. And seeing if the family has any thoughts or ideas, or what would they like to see done with the home?
Right.
Possibly reaching out to the church. So no real plan or moves has been made. But, you know, again, this is something that's so rare. I get calls every day of people that, hey, let me put a free roof on the house. Hey, can I...
That's,
you know,
right.
I
do commercials for Nextdoor and Window, and you know, you really do want the good windows with the great installation. Wouldn't it be great for my client to say, we put the windows in the house of the Pope?
I mean, it would be great. So the phone calls of just very unique, how they're proposing to possibly buy, to not buy. Yeah. They want certain things from the house. So you asked the question, though, what's it worth? I mean, I could see somebody paying, you know, 7 figures for the house. Like that is something that's very real and something that could easily happen.
All right. I'm out of time, and you've probably got 17 phone calls you missed during the course of this conversation. Steve, you go back to what you do, and we'll connect with you down the road. It sounds great.
Love it. Thank you.
Steve Budzig from iCandy Realty. His favorite candy is the Snicker Bar.